Hi, welcome to Shops Health and Wellness Podcast Season 2. I am your host, Sarah Shops, and I am really, really excited doing this again. If you have been listening to my show, Shops Health and Wellness Podcast, you know that this podcast is all about health, wellness, and healthy lifestyle. If you are new to the show, please check out my previous episode on this podcast. It's also available on AudioMark. You can just search for Sarah Shops, and don't forget to follow me on AudioMark. There are a lot of great content there for you, so just check out my previous episode and don't forget to leave a comment, review, and don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Thank you so much for joining me today. Our guest is Nurse Chidinma Ugochi. Together we would explore why your menstrual cycle is important and why your menstrual health is so important. Going through your LinkedIn page and your Facebook page, I notice you mostly talk about menstrual health, how people can reduce or relieve their menstrual pain naturally without using medication, and we are going to talk about that in the course of the conversation. But so let's just start with, what exactly is menstruation?
Okay, thank you very much for this invite. Menstruation is a process whereby the uterine lining is shed, goes out through this from the cervix through the vagina and exits from your body. First of all, menstruation is just is a phase of the menstrual cycle. Menstrual cycle is made up of four phases, and all these phases, they have to work together. All your hormones have to be working together for you first to say that you have menstrual health.
Can you tell us what is normal menstrual cycle?
A normal menstrual cycle, there is no perfect cycle. Let me start from there. There is no perfect. Everyone is, because we are all unique, we all have our differences, so you can't say that this is a perfect menstrual cycle. We only say that if your cycle is between 21 and 35 days, we say it is normal, right? So that's the length of your cycle. If the length of your cycle is between 21 and 35 days, you're fine. So anything outside that range, anything lower than that or anything higher than that, there is a problem.
So there is no perfect cycle. Everybody is they have different body makeup. So some people might be 30 days cycle, and some might be 28 days cycle, and some might be even lower than that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for that. I wanted to explain how they can calculate the menstrual cycle.
Okay. You're talking about determining your ovulation using your cycle.
Yes.
First of all, I will say that the fact that a woman menstruates doesn't mean that she ovulated. Okay, so there are a lot of people that could be experiencing anovulatory cycles and they actually wouldn't know. And so that is the reason why as a woman, you actually need to know if you are ovulating or not, because it's really, really important. It's important for fertility, it's important for health. And so determining ovulation using the if I am just to use the length of the menstrual cycle, I will say that the ovulation is meant to occur 12 to 14 days before your period. No matter the length of your period, okay, your ovulation is meant or supposed to occur 12 to 14 days to your period. The reason behind this is because using the phases of the menstrual cycle, we have the menstrual follicular phase, we have ovulation, and we have the luteal phase. The follicular phase varies, but the luteal phase is usually more constant. And normally the luteal phase is between, this phase can be 12 days or usually 12, 14 days. So of course, ovulation will have to come. It's supposed to occur before the luteal phase. So whatever is the length of your cycle, 12 to 14 days before your period, you're supposed to ovulate. Although a lot of things can happen, for you not to ovulate at that time. That is the reason why it doesn't mean that's what is going to happen all the time. A lot of things can happen for you not to ovulate at that time, like stress, drugs, illness, environment, anything. Of course, our body can respond to a lot of things. So it's possible for you not to actually ovulate at that time because of all the external factors.
What would you classify as the symptoms of normal menstruation, the things that they would see, and abnormal normal menstruation?
Normal menstruation is menstruation that is within the normal length, menstrual cycle length. And also normal menstruation is where all the phases occur at the time they're supposed to occur, especially ovulation. A normal menstruation is a menstruation that ovulation occurred, and little or no PMS and cramps. Okay, so I actually don't know why. Not that I don't know. Of course, that's what we grew up with. We grew up with this ideology that our period is supposed to be very painful, especially if we've had mothers or if we had mothers that had excruciating menstrual pain. So we had this ideology that our period is supposed to be very painful, and we accommodated and accepted it. For instance, I accepted mine because my mom used to tell me that she literally rolls on the floor each time she's seen her. So she'll be asking people to stand on her stomach or whatever. At that time, she wasn't really exposed to drugs and medicine. So she told me all those stories. And so when I started having cramps and pain, I took it as normal. I was like, okay, mom had pain, so it's fine. I probably should be having pain. And so this, a lot of people are like that. So they just accept it, or they just take it as part of them, until I developed interest into women's health and menstrual cycle. I found out that menstrual pain is abnormal, especially if it's so excruciating. Notice that when you take this drug, in less than, let's say, 4 or 5 hours, the drug is out of your system. Pain resurrects all over again. And you have to go get another dose. So you notice that it's simply like you're not taking out the root cause, you're just massaging it. It's just like, I can't really place the analogy I should use to explain this, but instead of taking out the root cause so that this pain will stop, you're just trying to massage the pain. And you take pain as in 4 or 5 hours, the pain starts all over again, because of course metabolism have taken place, your kidneys and your liver have taken out the drug, so you have to take them out, and the cycle continues to. So it's actually not normal, but they don't know it because they have accepted that it's normal. They have accepted it should be part of them. And you see most of us, you see someone down
and my like, oh, sorry.
I don't understand. Are you saying sorry because she's sick? How, when the period become a sickness? But of course, they're saying sorry because it's in pain, which is not supposed to be so.
That's true. I have a friend back then in school, whenever she's menstruating, she can't do anything. She had to, sometimes they have to admit different symptoms. But I get to think of it that, oh, how come the pain is this serious? Though everybody experienced pain. For me, I experienced pain, but let me say, sometimes I used to say, oh, I have this eye pain threshold, but there are some days that I don't lie on my bed because the pain is so serious. And I'm trying to avoid using any medication. So people in this kind of situation, what advice would you give to them? A lot of ladies experience menstrual pain, and that's just it.
The advice I'll have to give to them is to first of all accept that menstrual pain isn't normal. Although there are other underlying ailments that can actually be a cause of menstrual pain. For instance, endometriosis is one of the causes of menstrual pain. And of course, unfortunately, endometriosis, it cannot be diagnosed through blood test or ultrasound. Okay. So it can only be seen through laparoscopic surgery. And a lot of people can't afford that. The last time I checked is 150K. So I'm sure a lot of people won't be able to afford that. So what if you do not have, assume that you do not have endometriosis? We are not praying. Endometriosis is a very terrible ailment, so we're not praying for that. Endometriosis doesn't have fibroids, doesn't have adenomyosis. These are the underlying ailments that can actually cause menstrual pain. So, but apart from this, there are other things that are causing menstrual pain. There are nutrition hormonal deficiencies, there are excess estrogen causes menstrual. Nutritional deficiencies, these are the major things that causes menstrual pain, but we do not know about it. So we just massage the pain instead of taking out the root cause.
Okay, so in situation of nutritional deficiency, what can be done? What is the person lacking that would make the person be going through that serious pain?
First of all, nutritional deficiencies can be sugar increases my menstrual pain. I know that it's like that for a lot of people, if not all, everyone. That shows that these sugar or carbs are one of the things that can increase estrogen production, and so that is why it will lead to excessive pain. So that one aside, then nutritional deficiencies like iron, magnesium, and zinc. You know, when our period is coming on, prostaglandin is there to make sure to contract the uterus so that everything will go out, and so in that process pain occurs, and so if those nutrients are not available, you would actually have menstrual pain.
All right, so what are the food, since you talked about nutritional deficiency and you made mention of iron, magnesium, and zinc, so what are the food content that contain iron, magnesium, and zinc?
The major food that contains this element in high quantity are your vegetables. They are our vegetables and our fruits, because they are actually micro elements. Fish oil is also a good one. I have a webinar that I taught in details what to do so that you will not have menstrual pain. All right, because I used to have menstrual pain. So what I did, because I track my cycle, once I get to the luteal phase of my cycle, I start all the regimen that I'm just being from. Okay, so once I do all this, I am certain that my period will just flow easy and I won't have pain, even as little as pastor. So this is the knowledge I would like to give everyone, but you have to search for it. I have a webinar where I taught it in details what you should do, especially during the luteal phase of your cycle, so that you will not experience any form of pain. It's just a little token, so it's nothing.
All right, so thank you so much for that. So if you know you are in this category of people that experience, ladies, women that experience menstrual pain, you need to sign up for this webinar, because it's going to be educational and you're going to get the value of what you're paying for. So it's better you make a commitment to the whole thing now and then get yourself out of the menstrual pain. Menstrual pain is not normal. I think you heard that earlier. She said menstrual pain is not normal, and truly menstrual pain is not normal. You don't even deserve to be having menstrual pain. How can people sign up for the webinar?
I'll give you the link so that you put it in the details of this podcast.
All right, so let's just do the whole conversation. We talked about menstrual cycle, so we need to move straight into why menstrual health is important. So can you tell us more about that?
I'll start by saying, what's a vital sign? You know, we are taught in school vital signs, of course. So vital signs, once anyone walks into the hospital, the first thing the nurse does is to check your vital sign. You check the blood pressure, you check temperature, you check their pulse, you check their respiration, and whatever value we get, there's already in a range that we'll know to be normal. And so if we are not getting that range, we actually know exactly what is happening to that person. If the temperature is high, we already know that the person is having a fever, and so on. So in that same way, menstrual cycle is a vital sign. So why do I call it a vital sign? It's actually talking about your sexual health. So your menstrual cycle is a vital sign, because when we look at the whole of it, we can actually tell what is going on with your reproductive system. We can can tell what is going on with your endocrine system. You can tell what is going on with your fertility. So the reason why menstrual health is important is because it tells us the state of your fertility, your reproductive health, and your endocrine system. That is why I call it a vital sign. That is why it's important. And if it's acting up in any way, you will know that exactly that there is a problem somewhere. For instance, a sickness can affect the menstrual cycle. So you discover that the menstrual cycle is just a part of you. It is just everything about you as a woman. And that's why I titled my upcoming book, So Feminine. I call this So Feminine because menstrual cycle is everything about the woman. So if your cycle acts up, it is not just affecting your fertility, it is affecting everything else.
So how would someone know if one's menstrual cycle is acting up?
Okay, so the way you can know that your menstrual cycle is acting up is because you have studied it. A lot of us we don't really pay attention to our body, especially in Africa, or let me just say in Nigeria. We only attend to our health when something is wrong. And of course, that is the time is going to consume a lot of money. That's why they say prevention is better than cure. Of course, it's better than cure. And it is something that needs to be preached over and over again in Africa because of the state of our health facilities. And of course, money issues. A lot of people are below the poverty line. And so the only way you can know that your menstrual cycle is acting up is if you have actual attention, or if you are paying attention to your body in the first place. You know when you are ovulating, you know if you're having delayed ovulation, if you're having mixed cycle spotting, or if you're having irregular period. All these things will tell you, okay, my menstrual cycle is actually acting up right now and I have to take drastic action.
I would also like to include that to monitor one's menstrual cycle, there are apps that can help with that. So you can just go to Play Store and download this tracker, menstrual cycle tracker. So you just put the day you start menstruation, and then by the time you start monitoring it and you start imputing your bleeding for like 3 months, you know where you fall into. So that's just it. All right. Thank you so much for that.
So menstrual hygiene is a very important topic because that's where we can be able to curb a lot of things, for instance, infections and the rest of it. And also, due to economy and I don't know, a lot of people cannot afford feminine hygiene products, and they also do not know how to take care of themselves during menstruation. So yeah, some people don't know that. Some people think that, okay, they have to use soap to wash their private area because they are menstruating or whatever. So menstrual hygiene is very, very important because it entails washing your body properly. It entails using clean materials to absorb or collect menstrual blood, and also entails changing materials as necessary and also disposing it properly. And during the period, because the reason why it's very, because during periods, the body of the woman is much open. It is open. And also the period blood tends to change the pH of the vagina, making the woman more prone to infections. And that's the reason proper hygiene is very, very important. So all this woman needs to do is to learn to wash her body properly. And when I say wash body properly, I don't mean using soap or antiseptic or whatever it is to rub in your vagina because you want to be clean. Using a lot of water is fine. Just water is fine. You don't have the vagina, because the vagina is self-cleaning, and you can actually infect your infection by introducing soap or antiseptic into your vagina. So using a lot of water is just fine, right? And there are a lot of feminine hygiene products that one can use during periods. There are pads, there are tampons, and there are menstrual cups. So just use the one that you can afford and the one that you are most comfortable on. And so what menstrual hygiene entails is also changing your pad as necessary, and I will feel that ours is actually enough. But I noticed that a lot of people don't actually keep to this. They want to keep the pads in there forever. No, please don't do that. because there is something called toxic shock syndrome. It's actually a rare condition that arises as a result of menstrual material to stay in for a long time. Though it's a rare condition, but you just have to avoid it. And also, if you're leaving that feminine hygiene product in your pants for a long time, you are exposing yourself. And also, you also have to dispose used pad properly. Remember that you shouldn't flush your pads or tampons down the toilet so that you don't block it. So just, I don't know why whenever you enter a female toilet, you always see people dropping their pads anyhow. It's an eyesore. It's really an eyesore. Nobody wants to see that blood. So just learn how to dispose it. During periods,
you have to wash your undies properly.
Wash it properly and sun dry.
What if there is no sun?
Iron it.
For me, I don't like spreading my pants outside because I live in a community whereby other people also spread their clothes outside. So to avoid exposing your pants outside for the whole community to see. So I think it's advisable to just iron. A lot of ladies who probably want to spread their pants indoor and not outside.
Yeah. When I was in school, I didn't spread my pants outside for any reason at all. Because there was a lot of people I was living around, and I couldn't deal with that. So in is the next option.
Yeah, right. Even our community, so many things, so many rumors that have been passing around. Like if they just get your pants like this, that's the end of it. So the girl is there that I cannot spread that pants outside. They should not just start carrying my pants.
I would also like to say, choose a separate pants for your period. I have separate pants that I use for my period. So whenever I'm on my period, those are the pants I'm going to use still for the duration of that period, for the duration of my period. And then when I'm done, I go back to my regular pants. So that is also a nice thing to do. And also, I noticed that some people, especially some people that have heavy menstrual bleeding, they usually want to double their pads, probably because they feel like, okay, I'm going to get stained. Please, it's not nice. It's not okay at all. Because on a normal day, your vagina needs air to breathe. Your vagina needs air to breathe. There are also some people that will even say that you shouldn't wear pants to sleep. So when you are using 2-3 to cover up the whole place, what exactly are you trying to do? Actually making yourself susceptible to infection, because there's going to be a lot of moisture in that area and all of that. Just imagine you wearing your pants for a very long time, and you know how it feels when you're taking it off. It is not nice at all. So even if you're having a heavy menstrual flow, don't double your pads. Just put in one and have the other pads in your, just have them handy so that you can change when appropriate. The vagina is self-cleaning. You don't need to put in anything because you want to cure infection. If you're having any form of infection, meet your doctor, meet your gynecologist so that you get yourself treated. Things to make it, you don't need to start things because you want to prevent infection. It's for you to be hygienic. That's all. You need to have to be hygienic and also be sexually responsible. That's the only two ways to prevent infection. And also, I would like to add, for people that are looking for vagina tightener, a lot of people are selling vagina tightener and the rest of it. So if you have this concern that probably after childbirth or whatever, your vagina is going to get loose or whatever, I want to say that you should do Kegel exercises. You don't need to put in anything. Just do pelvic floor exercises, which we call Kegel exercise. The last thing I would like to say is that when you have done all things doable, if I can put it that way, I would like you to do two things for me. First of all, be proactive about your health. A lot of women do not check these things. They just, okay, whenever my period comes, it's fine. Don't be doing that, okay? So I would like to say, please be proactive about your health. Secondly, be sexually responsible, because that is another thing that can affect your menstrual health or health if you are not sexually responsible. So with this, I call it a day. And do not forget that you can reach out to me if you are interested in getting rid of your menstrual pain. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Nurse Chidima Ugochi. I would also like to inform my listeners that she also has a podcast, so you can check out our podcast on, it's available on all podcast platforms.
They can get to listen to my podcast by just typing bit.ly/moments with Nurse Ugochi.
Thank you so much for joining me on this podcast. So that will be all. If you enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to share, to subscribe, rate, or leave a review on the podcast.